A batch of health stories for you now. Care homes. Why cranberries are good for you, but not washing your sheets isn't. And a truly heartwarming good news story about a young girl recovering from cancer.
More than £55 million was spent by council chiefs to support Norfolk's social care sector during the pandemic. The money, which came from central government, was used to provide care for people and to assist the industry in meeting the costs of legislation and guidance introduced to help combat COVID-19. A committee at County Hall will scrutinise the spending and question whether those millions were used in the best way. It comes as the latest statistics show that 2,543 people in Norfolk died with COVID between the start of the pandemic and April the 28th this year. Of that total, 739 of the deaths were in care homes and 1,653 in hospitals. Now the funding has ended, a cross-party group of councillors will quiz officers on whether the money did what it was meant to do and if any lessons can be learned. County Hall officers were tasked with drawing up a report into how the money was used, which reveals the £34 million spent on infection control. This included helping the care sector to cover extra costs, such as restricting staff to one care home to limit the spread of the virus, to pay the wages of workers having to self-isolate, and to recruit new staff. More than £10 million was spent on testing, which was to support rapid checks of care staff, to support visiting professionals, and later in the pandemic, to enable people to visit their loved ones in care homes.
More Norfolk care homes would have gone out of business without the lifeline of grants to help them cope during the COVID-19 pandemic, health bosses have said. 38 Norfolk care homes or providers closed permanently between 2020 and 2022. But that figure would have been even higher had £55 million of government cash not been given to the care market during the pandemic, a council meeting heard. Members of Norfolk County Council's Scrutiny Committee asked questions of how money was spent and how that helped care homes keep running during the crisis. Christine Futter, Chief Operating Officer of Norfolk and Suffolk Care Support, which supports the care sector, said the money had been vital. She said, some providers have said they would not have been able to been kept in business without it. Various grants were used for testing, to give staff pay rises, for personal protection equipment, and to retain and recruit.
When doctors told Sophia Honey Adcock's parents that 96% of her bone marrow was infected with cancer, the shock and terror was almost unbearable. But their little fighter has defied all the odds. Sophia Honey, who is now 8, had only been feeling unwell for a few weeks when doctors uncovered the grim truth back in early 2020. The medical team realised there was no time to waste and her treatment began immediately. Mum, Sammy Adcock, 34, who works at Ormiston Victory Academy in Cossey, said, "We started chemotherapy that same day that they told us she had cancer. When lockdown was announced in March 2020, doctors told Sammy and her husband that only one of them would be able to stay with Sophia Honey." Sammy added, "It was so hard. Sophia Honey got so she couldn't sit or smile by herself. Her body began to reject the blood transfusions she was being given. I felt like I just crumbled. So I had to have some time where I swapped with my husband. It's hard to watch your child go through that." Between February and October 2020, Sophia Honey had 30 blood transfusions. But the little girl's spirit was never broken, and now she is getting back to full health. Even when she was incredibly sick, she would say that she hoped no one else would get cancer, Sammy added. And as she has become stronger, Sophia Honey has been carrying out random acts of kindness. She has even designed a special bell to allow people who are too frail to stand to ring it to mark the end of their treatment. Last week, even though Sophia Honey was suffering with pneumonia, she sent Sammy to buy snacks for the hospital staff. Sammy said, "She is an inspiration. She is so selfless." But although the family is excited for Sophia Honey's forthcoming end of treatment date, they remain nervous. She said, "The medication helps to ensure she doesn't have cancer, so I am anxious to finish them. I feel like we are stepping into the unknown, but we are excited to have our lives back." The family hope to take a trip to Disneyland, along with Sophia Honey's sisters, Kelsey, 11, and Alexi, 13, who Sammy says have both been an incredible support during the treatment.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, so the time-old saying goes. But new research from scientists at the University of East Anglia has shown that a cup of cranberries a day has its benefits too. The study, which was led by the UEA's medical school, has shown that regularly eating the popular Christmas dinner component could reduce the risk of neurodegenerative illness in later life. Researchers behind the study say that adding the equivalent of a cup of cranberries a day to your diet could improve memory and brain function, reduce the risk of developing dementia and lower cholesterol levels. David Vauzer, lead researcher for the project, said, "Dementia is expected to affect around 152 million people by 2050. There is no known cure, so it is crucial we seek modifiable lifestyle interventions, such as diet, that could help lessen disease risk and burden. Past studies have shown that higher dietary flavonoid intake is associated with slower rates of cognitive decline and dementia. All foods rich in anthocyanins and proanthocyanidins, which give berries their red, blue or purple colour, have been found to improve cognition. Cranberries are rich in these micronutrients and have been recognised for their antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties."
A boom in second-hand furniture, a warmer spring, and the rising popularity of staycations have all been blamed for rocketing numbers of bed bug infestations in the city. And pest controllers claim they are bigger, there are more of the mini beasts, and they are spreading. Andrew Delbridge, owner of Ace Pest Control, has dealt with hundreds of bed bug infestations over the years, but says the new breed of monster insect is nothing like he has seen before. "There are a number of reasons why we get them," the 53-year-old said. "But the way our lives have changed over the last few years will have been a huge contributory factor." He believes the bloodsuckers are thriving for four main reasons. Moving house. Many people moved during the pandemic. This meant the bugs were being moved and were able to find new colonies. Buying second-hand furniture. The culture of shopping second-hand has become huge. But sometimes bugs can travel in furniture, such as chairs and sofas. Staycations. Hotels take huge precaution against pests like bed bugs. But Andrew believes a spike in people using British hotels could be an added reason for the spike. The weather. Bedbugs are more likely to be spotted in late summer, but the early high temperatures appear to have prompted an influx.